Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. And disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's nice to have you with us today on the Ben Ferguson Podcast. And we've got two big storylines for you that I want to get into. One, the religious exception for getting COVID-19 is now being taken away in this country. This happened late on Friday where people are like, oh, well, we'll just, you know, act like it didn't happen, right? I'm going to give you those details in just a moment. Also, Nancy Pelosi is starting to see that she has got some real problems with the mandates and COVID-19. I'm going to explain to you what she had to say in just a second. But before we get started on both of those things, I do need your help real quick if you listen to this podcast. We've been banned from Facebook, and many of you know that, but we need your help telling others about this podcast. So please share this podcast, send it to your family and friends, put it up on social media, and most importantly, write us a review. If you are listening to this podcast, wherever you're listening to it right now, write us a review. Now, let me get to Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi has come out and we are seeing some data that she's seeing, and that is that Americans, moderates and conservatives, and even some more liberals are just sick and tired of the COVID shutdowns, and they're sick and tired of the government dictating and telling everyone what they can and cannot do. Now, early on, there was this obsession with you and I all having these COVID passports. And let me say something real quick about the vaccine. I got my second COVID-19 vaccine this morning. I felt very lucky and blessed to have it. With that being said, I don't believe any of you listening to me right now should be mandated and or forced to get that vaccine. I want to make that very, very, very clear. You should not be mandated. There was a school, for example, that said they didn't want their teachers, a private school down in Florida, to get the vaccine. They're now under attack by the media and even the White House. And that's what bullying sounds like. And there's been some backlash because of that. Now we're seeing states are saying, we're going to get rid of your religious exception, and therefore, in many circumstances, you're going to have this passport your vaccine, which is nothing more than a passport by default, to function in society. And Nancy Pelosi is starting to see this data. People don't like the idea that the government's going to mandate and force you to put something in your body. It's not popular. It's not a good idea. I was sitting at dinner last night, went and saw, of all things, a comedy show. It was kind of the first normal thing we've done in a while where it was just relaxing and to go see. I love comedy. Many of you that listen to the show, you may not realize that. I'm a huge fan, and I'm not joking when I say this. When I retire from this one day, I want to do stand-up. I love it. I think it's so much fun to do stand-up comedy because you get to see people laugh and enjoy themselves and just take a break from the stress of life. And we went to the show, and we were watching the show, and I was looking at all the people and the happiness, and it made me thankful that I was able to go out last night. It also made me thankful that we live in a country that even has the option of getting the vaccine. That makes me very thankful. We were at dinner afterwards, and the conversation came up about the vaccine and wearing a mask. And I this is what I said, I'm over it. I don't give a crap. And I'll say the same thing to you. I said to the people at the table, I don't give a crap if you get the vaccine or not. I really don't care. I don't care if you wear a mask or not. I really don't. I'm over it. I have zero empathy anymore. Zero cares about the vaccine, about whether you get it or not. I don't want to. I don't need to save you. I don't need to fix you. I don't need to influence you. There is enough data in the world. Everyone can make an educated decision or a stupid or ignorant or uneducated decision on whether they wear a mask or get a vaccine. There's great information. There's bad information. There's stupid information. And I don't care anymore. I'm just tired of dealing with COVID-19. And what I am in favor of is freedom. You have the right to never get the vaccine. That's freedom. You should have the right to not wear a mask. That's freedom. I should have the right to wear a mask. I should have the right to wear a mask and not be harassed by somebody who's not wearing a mask. And the person who's not wearing the mask should not be harassed for not wearing the mask. I should have the right to get the vaccine, which I got the second vaccine, because I looked at my family, my medical history, me having asthma, my father getting COVID and almost dying, spending weeks in the hospital and months on oxygen. And for me and my DNA, I decided to get the vaccine. I don't care if you get it. I really genuinely don't. I have family members that are going to get it. I have family members that aren't going to get it. And that's okay. I don't even want to even debate it with you. The only thing I care about is that you respect my opinion and I respect yours. And we are at this crossroads now where people are starting to shame and publicly shame people into doing something and telling people that you're irresponsible or telling people that you're trying to kill people if you do or don't do something. That is what really makes me mad. In fact, I'll say it this way. That's what really pisses me off. I am so sick and tired of everybody thinking that their opinion is more important than someone else's when it comes to a vaccine, when 99.9% of the people talking have no idea what they're talking about anyway. They're just regurgitating information they found from someone else that gave them their opinion. And again, that's fine. I don't care. What I do care about is making sure that our freedoms are not infringed upon. And I believe that you should have the right to decide what is best for you and your family when it comes to COVID-19 or wearing a mask. What makes me angry is these governments that are still locking us down and still putting these occupancy requirements and suffocating our businesses they have for over a year and ruining people's lives and making it where people can't get a paycheck. That's what makes me angry. Whether you get a vaccine or not doesn't matter. Now, I want you to hear what Nancy Pelosi said, because the Democratic Party has been the one that's been publicly shaming. You're going to kill people if you don't get the vaccine. You're going to kill people if you don't wear your mask. You can't go to school unless you wear a mask. You can't go to the grocery store unless you wear a mask. You can't go to dinner unless you wear a mask. You can't go to church. You can't gather in large groups. You can't go to a concert. You can't go to a comedy club. You can't fly. Look at all of the things they said you can't do unless you agree to what they believe. That's not freedom. And so now you hear House Speaker Pelosi backtracking a little bit. Take a listen.
So here's the thing. We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do. It is a matter of privacy to know who is or who isn't.
By the way, you want to know why I played that for you? Did you notice what she said? She didn't say it was about freedom. She didn't say it was about democracy. She didn't say it was about what makes this country great that we can't require someone. She just basically says, we can't do it right now. Listen to her again.
We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do.
Because the Constitution, you horrible human being. You notice it's what she's implying here is we've tried and we figured out that we can't do it. But what she's also doing here is dog whistling the state, saying, you guys keep it up. You guys can. You guys can do basically what we can't do nationally. You can do it locally. You can do it statewide. you can use your health departments to force people, and you in the private sector can force people to do something.
It is a matter of privacy to know who is or who isn't. I can't go to the Capitol physician and say, give me the names of people who aren't vaccinated so I can go encourage them to be, or make it known to others to encourage them to be vaccinated. So we can't do that. But you would hope that science would guide them to protect themselves, their family members, and be good colleagues in the workplace to get.
And that's the public shaming. You notice that? You would hope that science, in other words, you hope these imbeciles, you hope these idiots stop trying to kill people, right? That they'll protect themselves and others by getting the vaccine.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh, my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
And then
right.
you get into it. Right. As you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. If you want to know why there's some people that aren't going to get the vaccine, I mean, there's millions and millions and millions that are. But if you want to know why people aren't going to get the vaccine, this is the arrogance of the Democratic Party that makes people want to dig in and say, screw you. Now, I am willing to realize that Nancy Pelosi really has no bearing on my life. And this is what I would encourage all of you to do when you are having conversation with family and friends. Don't let these people influence your decision at all. And I mean that on the right or the left. COVID vaccine is a medical decision that really shouldn't have politics involved. It's the reason why I have not come on the show going, you got to get vaccinated. Do whatever the hell you want to do. Just make sure you're making a decision based on good information and not based on, hey, Nancy Pelosi's telling me to get it, so I'm not going to do it. That's the worst reason to not get a vaccine is my point. This woman's crazy. That's what we should be able to agree on. But there are a lot of people that are saying, well, you know, just because they're telling me to do it, I'm not going to do it. I've heard a lot of people say that. Don't make a decision based on these idiots, these morons, or don't not do something because these idiots and these morons. Do what's best for you. Decide what is best for you. But this public shaming, and my point about Pelosi, and it's the same thing that these idiots don't understand on the left when they go for gun control. You know, every time that Barack Obama talked about banning AR-15s, you know what Americans did? They ran out and bought AR-15s. Barack Obama was the best gun seller in the history of this country. Barack Obama did an amazing job of selling guns in this country because he kept talking about them in such a horrific way and saying that they're weapons of war and weapons of mass murder and weapons of this and weapon. I mean, you know, it was, and it, all it did was encourage people to go buy more of it. You know, high capacity magazines, what happened? People went and bought a ton of them. AK-47s, AR-15s, every time they mention a gun they want to ban, what happens? People go, watch this. Here's my middle finger, and I'm going to go buy five more of them. I'm going to buy my kids one, my grandkids one, my aunt one, my uncle one. I'm going to buy, tell all my friends to buy them. Every single time. And what if these Democrats would shut up, if these socialists would shut up, if these communists would just shut up, you honestly would probably have a net gain in the number of people that are willing to get the vaccine, because there are people, just because of the browbeating of the left, of the Joe Bidens of the world, of the Nancy Pelosi's of the world, that are not going to get a vaccine. And I would encourage you, don't make the decision to get it or not get it based on them. They're morons. And they're going to keep browbeating. And they're stupid. But I'll also say this. Joe Biden today was in front of a railroad, right? Amtrak. And this is a guy that I'm not going to take advice on COVID-19 from. The guy can't even remember a story, gets totally lost in the middle of a story, and it's a head-scratcher. Listen to Joe Biden, and you tell me if I should take medical advice on a vaccine from this guy.
If you think about it, when I was vice president with Barack, he allowed me to put together a budget for Amtrak, and it had money for high-speed rail at 200 miles an hour from Charlotte, another line going from in Florida down to Tampa, another line. If we had moved, Gov, we'd have that tunnel fixed in New York now. The money was there to get it done.
I have no idea what he's talking about. I think most of you have no idea what he's talking about. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And this is becoming the norm for Joe Biden. And this is the guy that's supposed to be lecturing me and telling me what I should be doing on the COVID-19 vaccine, which brings me to my next point. You watch, and I warned you about this about 8 days ago in my podcast, that states are going to start forcing you to get vaccines, and they're going to figure out ways to tighten down the wrenches on you and on society. I'll give you a great example of that. Connecticut, their governor, a socialist Democrat, Ned Lamont, signed into law this week a bill that ends religious exemptions for school vaccinations. The governor's office said in a press release, quote, Governor Ned Lamont today announced that he has signed into law legislation that updates Connecticut's immunization requirements for students attending pre-K through 12 schools, daycare centers, and institutions of higher education by removing exemptions that are not medical. The coronavirus is not included in the list of mandatory vaccines, but how long until it's added to that list? And clearly this is to make way for it to be added to the list. This wouldn't have been done if it wasn't for COVID-19. Now, this bill requires those in public and non-public schools to be vaccinated against all of the things that you know, the MMR and tetanus and everything else. Measles, mumps, rubella, it's all in there. Everything's in there. Any of the other vaccines required by schedule for active immunization are on the list. The law will take effect for the 2022-2023 school year. Students who are already in K through 12 can still claim religious exemptions under the law, but those entering the school system after the law takes effect will not be able to. This is what socialism and communism is. And by the way, there are people that deserve to have a religious exemption for getting a vaccine. This is an assault on our religion, on our freedoms in this country. That is what this is. This is nothing more than an attack on our religious rights. Because the socialist left, the communist left says, we know what's best for you and we're going to force you to do it anyway. So I can't get my kid in a school without getting them all the vaccines. You want to know why? This is going to not help. This is going to make people go nuts in the anti-vax world. And they're going to say, see, we told you so. We told you they were coming after us. We told you they were going to force us to do this. And now there's going to be more people that are going to just on pure principle are going to say, I'm not going to vaccinate my kids. Sue me. Students, it says, the governor said, quote, this legislation is needed to protect our kids. And they always justify their socialist rules by saying it's for your own good. It's for your kids' own good. We're really just protecting you. It's the same argument they use when they talk about telling your kids about sex ed and transgender and the transgender bathrooms and all of this other crap that they push to indoctrinate our kids into this socialist and communist and extremist progressive ideas. They say it's about protecting your kids. So therefore, they are justified in taking away your rights. Same thing they do with the Second Amendment. We are trying to protect innocent children in this country from being murdered by these weapons of war. Therefore, we're going to ban them. The legislation, quote, is needed to protect our kids against serious illness that have been well controlled for many decades, such as measles, tuberculosis, whooping cough, but have reemerged in recent years. The number of children in our state who have not received routine vaccines has been steadily increasing, which has been mirrored by significant growth in preventable diseases across the nation. Governor of Connecticut added, I want to make it clear the law does not take away the choice of parents to make medical decisions for their children. That's a lie. If you force me to put a needle in my child and you force me to put a vaccine in my child, you are taking a parent's right away for them to make medical decisions for their children. You are lying, Governor. This is the same type of crap that people had to deal with under Adolf Hitler. When you look at me in the face and you lie to me this way, I know you're not a good human being. I know you're not a good leader. I know you're someone's going for an ultimate power grab here. This is not freedom. Again, his statement, I want to make it clear this law does not take away the choice of parents to make medical decisions for their children. But if they choose not to have their children vaccinated, the bill best ensures that other children and their families will not be exposed to those deadly diseases for hours each day in our schools. So you lose your right to have your kid in a school, but you can keep them home. That's what they're saying. The law is expected to be challenged in court, of course, because proponents argue that eliminating the exemption from religious freedom, they say, is just, it will help prevent preventable outbreaks of illness like the measles. And the other side of this is going to challenge us in court because they should. Now, I'm not an anti-vax guy, right? I got three kids. My kids, they get vaccinated. You should have the right to decide what's best for you and your family. I don't care. I'm not trying to change your mind.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young kids and
so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into it right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. Now, this governor taking away religious exemption for childhood vaccines and declining vaccination rates in some schools, they say, is because of religious exemptions. Basically, they're saying, well, this, your religion doesn't matter. That is wrong. Critics have said they intend to challenge the law in court, arguing it's an infringement on their religious liberties, which is kind of important in this country, as well as their parental rights. The organization Connecticut Freedom Alliance, which helped the organize Tuesday's protests at the Capitol, accused the governor and lawmakers who support the legislation of, quote, forcing parents out of the workforce by giving them no other choice but to homeschool their children. Connecticut, one of 6 states that have decided to end religious exemptions for vaccines. That's why I warn you about this. You better pay attention to what's happening in your state, because this is the way, as Nancy Pelosi comes out and she lies to you and she says, well, we can't force people to get vaccines. Well, apparently you can if you do it state by state, and Connecticut's the perfect example of that.
So here's the thing. We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do. It is a matter of privacy to know who is or who isn't. I can't go to the Capitol physician and say, give me the names of people who aren't vaccinated so I can go encourage them to be, or make it known to others to encourage them to be vaccinated. So we can't do that. But you would hope that science would guide them to protect themselves, their family members, and be good colleagues in the workplace to get vaccinated. And the sooner that that happens, the better for everything in terms of, because all of the requirements that we had last night were not about security, by and large. That security issue is always there when the president of the United States is president. But in terms of COVID had us in a room where normally 1,600 people would be gathered for the addressed by the president of the United States, 1,600 people to 200, I think it was 204 people.
I mean, these people, you can't trust them at all. You know, you look at this newest speech by Joe Biden. Biden says the virus is spreading because too many people think we're at the finish line of the pandemic. And therefore, we must get vaccinated. They're going to just do this state by state. You hear what she said. You hear what Joe Biden says. You see what Connecticut's doing. They're figuring this out, folks. Yeah, they don't want to take the heat nationally for doing things, so they're going to their state by state doing it instead.
Many states have already opened up to all adults. But beginning April 19th, every adult in every state, every adult in this country is eligible to get in line to get a COVID vaccination. And today, in advance of that new national full eligibility date, I want to make a direct appeal to our seniors and everyone who cares about them.
See, that's the part that really pisses me off. He's saying that if you don't want to get vaccinated, you don't care about seniors. That's the crap that makes me mad. I think there's a lot of really good people that are going to make decisions to not get vaccinated, and I don't think they're trying to kill anybody. As I said earlier, I got my second vaccine today. Okay, I'm not thinking that he or anybody else, or excuse me, anybody that's not getting a vaccine is trying to murder somebody, that trying to kill our seniors. But that's what they're doing right now. They're saying, okay, you lose your religious exemption, you got to force your kids to get the vaccine, which means we're going to force you into submission or you're going to have to quit your job and homeschool them. It's pretty extreme if you think about it, right? That's psychotic, especially when you pay taxes for the school that your kid's probably in that you're going to kick them out of. Then they say, well, we can't force people to get the vaccine, but we're going to keep all their businesses shut down until the majority of the people get vaccinated, so we'll force them into submission that way. We're going to force, you know, sporting events to have, you know, all these rules, and we're going to force people to not be able to sit close to each other. We're going to force businesses to have occupancy. They're basically saying, unless you do what we tell you to do, we're going to destroy your life economically. We're going to destroy this country, and we're going to publicly shame you. That if you don't do what we tell you to do, we're going to imply that you're trying to murder people. That's what Joe Biden just did. If you really care about seniors, then you're going to get the vaccine. If you don't, well, you're trying to murder little Timmy, and you're trying to murder grandma. You're trying to hurt the kids, and you're trying to hurt the seniors, and you have no soul.
I want to make a direct appeal to our seniors and everyone who cares about them. While we have made incredible progress vaccinating 3/4 of our seniors and putting vaccination sites within 5 miles of 90% of the public, it still isn't enough. It's simple. Seniors, it's time for you to get vaccinated now. Get vaccinated now. To make it easier, my administration is sending aid to community groups to drive seniors to vaccination sites. We're incredibly grateful to all the volunteers, houses of worship, and civic groups that are helping us in this effort.
You know what's interesting about what he just said about the house of worship? He's thanking the house of worship for doing the vaccines, but they're taking away your religious freedom and your religious liberties at the same time. You know, they thank organizations for helping get people together while they've suffocated organizations and nonprofits from having their annual fundraisers and things that keep these organizations alive. We live in a country right now where Disneyland has been closed for 13 months. California's world famous theme park, they say, is finally going to reopen Friday after 13 months of closure and what tourism officials hope is a sign of the state's rebound from the pandemic. Don't worry, they have extreme rules at Disneyland. Certain number of people that can come in, spacing and everything else. There's any takeaway from today, and I just think it's an important point that we all think about here. Let's try to respect people's opinions. Certainly the government should respect us, but as individuals, let's try to respect other people's opinions. I don't need to change your mind, and I don't believe that if you don't get the vaccine, you're trying to kill me. By the way, that's on me to get the vaccine then. If I do think you're trying to kill me, then look at it from that perspective. Go get the damn vaccine.
But if you don't get the vaccine, do I think you are spawn of Satan? No. Do I think that schools should be publicly shamed that want to disagree with this administration? I think it's disgusting what they're doing. You know, what Nancy Pelosi's doing and working with these states to take away your freedoms and your rights when it comes to vaccine, that is disgusting. Taking away a parent's right, medical rights, is disgusting. It's un-American. It's what communist and socialist nations do, which is exactly what we are actually dealing with. That is what we are dealing with. Lastly, I'll say it again. Please make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends. Wherever you get your podcast, wherever you're listening to it right now, please write us a review and share it with others as we've been attacked on social media. I appreciate you guys listening and helping us spread the word about the Ben Ferguson podcast. You guys have a great night, great day, great weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.